ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 दि हंस गुह्य प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट 1-4। श्रीराजोवाच देवासुरनृणां सर्गो नागानां मृगपक्षिणां सामासिकस्त्वया प्रोक्तो यस्तु स्वयं भुवन्तरे तस्यैव व्यासम् इच्छामि ज्ञातुं ते भगवन् यथा अनुसर्गं यया शक्त्या ससर्ज भगवान् पर। श्रीराजोवाच देवासुरनृणानां सर्गो। इसी भक्ति विधान समय प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन। द ब्लेसेड किंग सेड टू शुकदेव गोस्वामी, माय डियर लॉर्ड, द डेमिगॉड्स, द डीमंस, ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, नागास, बीस्ट एंड बर्ड्स वेर क्रिएटेड ड्यूरिंग द रीन ऑफ स्वयंभुव मनु। You have spoken about this creation briefly in the third canto. Now I wish to know about it elaborately. I also wish to know about the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which He brought about the secondary creation. There is no purport, so we'll read the next two verses. Shri Suta Uvacha इति संप्रश्नम् आकर्ण्य राजर्षेर्बादरायणी प्रतिनंद्य महायोगी जगाद्मुनि सत्तम। सुत गोस्वामी सेड, ओ ग्रेट सेजेस असेंबल एट नैमिषारण्य, आफ्टर द ग्रेट योगी शुकदेव गोस्वामी हर्ड किंग परीक्षित्स इंक्वायरी, ही प्रेज इट एंड डज रिप्लाइड। श्री शुक उवाच। टेक्स्ट 4। यदा प्रचेतसा पुत्र दश प्राचीनी बर्हिष अंतसमुद्रादुन्मग्न ददृशुं ग्राम द्रुमेर्व्रताम्। शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड, व्हेन द 10 सन्स ऑफ प्रचीनी बर्हि इमर्ज्ड फ्रॉम द वाटर्स इन विच दे वर परफॉर्मिंग ऑस्टेरिटीज, दे सॉ दैट द एंटायर सरफेस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड was covered by trees, purport. When King Prachinibhari was performing Vedic rituals in which the killing of animals was recommended, Narad Muni, out of compassion, advised him to stop. Prachinibhari understood Narada properly and then left the kingdom to perform austerities in the forest. His 10 sons, however, were performing austerities within the water, and therefore there was no king to see the management of the world. When the 10 sons, the Prachetas, came out of the water, they saw that the earth was overrun with trees. When the government neglects agriculture, which is necessary for the production of food, the land becomes covered with unnecessary trees. Of course, many trees are useful because they produce fruits and flowers, but many other trees are unnecessary. They could be used as fuel and the land cleared and used for agriculture. When the government is negligent, less grain is produced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.44, Krushi Gauraksha Vanijam Vaishya Karma Sabhavajam. The proper engagements for Vaishyas according to their nature, are to farm and to protect cows. The duty of the government and the Kshatriyas is to see that the members of the third class, the Vaishyas, who are neither Brahmanas nor Kshatriyas, are thus properly engaged. Kshatriyas are meant to protect human beings, whereas Vaishyas are meant to protect useful animals, especially cows. So, here is the beginning of the fourth chapter of the sixth canto. And the chapter is entitled The Hansa Guhya Prayers offered to the Lord by Prajapati Daksha. So here it is begin with King Parikshit's inquiry to Shukadeva Goswami. And it appears that the story of Ajamil is now over, and there is a change in the conversation, that previously the Yamadutas were talking with Yamaraj. And here in this chapter we can see that now King Parikshit is inquiring to Shukadeva Goswami. That was the original discussion between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. And here Parikshit Maharaj is continuing his inquiry to Shukadeva Goswami. And he wants to know about the creation, how the secondary creation takes place. Because he remembers that previously also Shukadeva Goswami had just briefly mentioned about how this creation had started and different species were created. But that was not explained in detail. So here he is saying that now I wish to know about it elaborately. I also wish to know about the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which he brought about the secondary creation. This is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 subject matters. Atra sarga visargas sthanam poshana utaya manvantara vishanu katha muktir nirudha ashra. These are the 10 symptoms of a Mahapuran. Sarga visarga, the primary creation, how these different elements of this material world, they come, they are created, and the secondary creation which is brought about by Lord Brahma, how the different species are formed. Brahma is also called as the engineer of the universe. Because what engineer does, he just takes the basic elements and transforms into other forms. So Brahma, he had access to all these different elements. And what he did, he created different living entities. We could see that when there was need to populate the universe, he was creating different living entities. Some were coming from his mind, like four Kumaras. Then when the four Kumaras did not agree to get married and populate the universe, then he became little angry. And then Rudra was born from the between two eyebrows. And then suddenly Varahadeva appeared from his nostril. So in this way we can see that so many pastimes were happening during that time also. And here King Parikshit is very inquisitive to know how these living entities came. And here in the third and fourth verse, Now, Suta Goswami, he is explaining this to the sages at Naimisharanya. He is saying that after the great yogi Shukadeva Goswami heard King Parikshit's inquiry, he praised it and thus replied. So again, there is change in the conversation, because there is a Srimad Bhagavatam is like the dialogue between two personalities. They are discussing and they are quoting from previous acharyas or whatever they had heard from the authorities. So here Suta Goswami is quoting Shukadeva Goswami, and this was all written by again Vyasadeva. So therefore Vyasadeva later on compiled all these conversations and listed down. So here Shukadeva Goswami is saying, he is again continuing the story of Prachini Bharishi, his 10 sons. And he's explaining that when the 10 sons of Prachini Bhari emerged from the waters in which they were performing austerities, they saw that the entire surface of the world was covered by trees. So this story was previously told by Maitreya Rishi to Vidur about the story of King Puranjan. And in that he had explained that how King Prachini Bharishi, who was performing so many activities, ritualistic activities, pious activities, and in which he was sacrificing animals, which was incurring sin, and he was not aware of what could be the reaction, and in this way he was getting entangled into fruitive activities, and he would have again taken birth in this material world. So Narad Muni, out of compassion, he came and he instructed King Prachini Bharishi. In fact, he revealed to him that what you are doing, you are killing animals in the name of sacrifice. But what is going to be a reaction for that? And then he could see that all these animals whom he had killed, they are going to eat him, they are going to devour him. And then he became quite detached from that, and he went to perform austerity. And later, Vidura is inquiring Maitreya Muni about his sons. Because these 10 sons of Prachini Bharishi, they were Prachitas, known as Prachitas, they were also devotees, and they were performing austerities to please the Lord. And these sages are interested in those topics where the discussions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is done, or where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is glorified, or there are activities of his devotees. So they inquired that what these Prachitas were doing and how they please the Supreme Lord. And in that conversation, then Maitreya Muni explained that what were the activities of Prachitas, that they wanted to perform austerities 10,000 years. They wanted to perform austerities in the beginning of their life, and they were searching for a place, and they went. They saw one lake, and there they wanted to perform these austerities. And they made Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he had composed this Rudra Geet, which is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rudra Geet. And they taught this Rudra Geet to Prachitas. And the Prachitas, they learnt it, and they please the Supreme Lord by chanting this Rudra Gita. And in this way, we can see that after performing austerities for 10,000 years, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very much pleased with Prachitas. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased, he first of all told him that, "I am very pleased because of your friendly relationship amongst each other." He didn't say that, "I am pleased because of your great penances or sacrifices individually," but he was pleased because they were friendly to each other. And that was very pleasing to the Supreme Lord. And in that purport also, Srila Prabhupada explains that how important it is for the devotees to remain united. Because individually one may try to please the Supreme Lord according to his capacity. But what is real unity? Srila Prabhupada explains that the real unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is a real unity. That means they are trying to satisfy the Supreme Lord together. The center is Lord Krishna. That is a real unity. And sometimes it may appear that there are differences of opinion amongst the devotees, but that should not be taken so seriously. In this way, Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that how the devotees should cooperate with each other and how they should perform their devotional activities. So in that connection, again, means after that, then the fourth canto ends and the fifth canto begins. And then the story of Priyavrat comes. And again here that link is continued. And here Sukadeva Goswami is again telling about the Prachitas. He's explaining that when the 10 sons of Prachitas emerged from the waters in which they were performing austerities, they saw that the entire surface of the world was covered by trees. Because we can see that the 10 sons of Prachini Barishat, they were the inheritant of the entire world. But they went to perform austerities. So it appears that there was no king for the time being. And for so many years they performed austerities, and there was no one to look after the kingdom. So what happened? That the entire surface of the world was covered by the trees. And that they saw. And it is the duty of the king or the leader to see that everyone gets proper place. That previously the kings were so Krishna conscious that they would see that even the animals are given justice. Or even they have to see that there is a proper place for forest, there are proper place for mountains, they should be maintained properly. Should not that now we need some to develop some industries or something, therefore we cut down the forest or level down all the mountains and things. They were perfectly Krishna conscious because they knew that all these things play an important role in the proper ecological balance. And if that ecological balance is disturbed, then there is a great reaction. The Mother Earth gives a great reaction for that. And previously we could see that there would be hardly any natural catastrophes, but in Kali Yuga we can see that there are more and more natural catastrophes happening. This is all because of the imbalance and the whole system, the earthly system, there is a tremendous imbalance. And we can see that what are the effects of such things. There is wonderful book compiled by Mukunda Goswami, His Holiness Mukunda Goswami, and this book is entitled as Divine Nature. And in that he has very nicely explained that what are the so-called scientific advancement we are trying to do, or materialistic advancement we are trying to do, and what we are doing with this material nature. And just to satisfy just a few material needs, how we are putting whole nature, the material nature, into trouble. And because of that, not only the other species are in danger, but even human beings themselves are in danger. And in that, he explains that there are various topics he has taken. And one is deforestation. Here it may appear that these sons of Prachinibharish, Prachitas, they are cutting down the forest. So it may appear that they are encouraging deforestation. But why they were cutting down? Because the entire surface of the world was covered with the trees. There was hardly any place for other human beings to live. So they had to create that place, and they were so perfectly Krishna conscious that they would keep that proper ecological balance. But here, in the name of developing industries, we are chopping down the trees. And these forests play very important role to maintain the whole balance of the ecology. And the first is that how they maintain that. It is explained that many rare trees or medicinal herbs are there in the forest. And according to World Rainfall Movement, some report was there, and they say that 25% of the medicines, they come from forest. And most of the Ayurveda is based on the rare herbs which are used to treat different diseases. And if these trees are vanished, then there will not be any medicines remaining. Will not have basic herbs to make the medicines. And nowadays there are so many different diseases are coming, for which there is hardly any cure. This is all because of negligence of the whole nature, that how modern human being thought that we have to make progress in this material world, and the technology, as the technology is developing more and more, the human being is trying to invade the nature, and ultimately how he is going to suffer. And then the second is that how the forest keep balance. They keep balance of the whole temperature of the earth, because there are the trees absorb carbon dioxide, which is produced so much by the exhalation of the human beings, and so many industries are producing so many industrial toxic gases and things, and these trees, they absorb this carbon dioxide and then they give oxygen, and because of that the natural balance is created. The whole climatic conditions are maintained properly. But when the trees are cut down on a mass scale, then there is no means that proper balance is not maintained. The trees, there are not sufficient trees to balance the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And because of that, these gases, carbon dioxide and there are other methane gases and chlorofluorocarbons, they form a particular type of layer around the atmosphere, and it causes some kind of greenhouse effect. Mm-hmm. That means the sun's rays are allowed to enter into it, but the heat losses are not given. Means the heat is not going out. And because of that, the overall temperature of the globe increases. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we can see that there is a rise in temperature. And as soon as there is a rise in temperature, then we know that then there will be the ice will start melting, and the river will start flooding, and the rising of sea levels, and eventually there will be flooding, or the land will be underwater. Mm. So these are the effects which happen. This is happening very slowly, as if we continue in this way, then it will happen more drastically, and the human species will be more in danger. Mm. Then the another factor, the forest, they give protection to so many species. There are so many rare species in the forest, and there was survey was made, and it is explained that as they're cutting down the trees, tropical forest, because of that the rare species are extincting. Means they are on the verge of extinct. So many species of animals and trees are already vanished. Means now we cannot have those species again. And there are Aboriginal tribes staying in the forest, and as the trees are cut down, they do not have place, so their whole culture is lost. Mm-hmm. So these are the things, means how for the sake of developing material advancement, or for fulfilling particular material needs, what results may occur. Mm-hmm. And somebody had made some survey, and because this age is age of packaging, how we nicely package the things, the product, whatever may be inside, but how we package it nicely, that will determine the business, that how our business is more flourishing. It all depends upon the packaging, and most of the packaging is from the paper. And how this paper is produced, it is from the trees. Ultimately, eventually we have to have those trees. And it is explained that somebody had made some survey, somebody named Peter Heller, and he explained that he found that McDonald's needs 800 square miles of trees to make the amount of paper they need for a year's supply of packaging. So we can see that they are going against nature. They are killing animals, encouraging meat eating, and for that they need to have proper packaging, and for that they need to cut down the trees, and how the whole ecological balance is going down. Then there was another survey, somebody Entity Mission, they had made survey that British Columbia manufactures 7,500,000 pairs of chopsticks a day. And chopsticks they use, especially Chinese people. They use these chopsticks to eat what? Ultimately, meat. And for that, so many chopsticks are produced a day. And for that, they have to cut down so many trees. And this is going on. And Mukunda Goswami explains that if they continue, means if the world's rainforest occupy almost 3.5 million square miles, about the size of the US, including Alaska and Hawaii. And he explains that we lose about 45,000 square miles a year. That is the size of country Nicaragua. That much, 45,000 square miles per year we are losing. And if we continue in this way, then within 80 years we will have no forest. And when there are no forests, then what is the reaction? Then what happens? It is explained that then the sun's rays directly touch the ground. And if the temperature of the earth is maintained below 25 degrees centigrade, then there are so many microorganisms that live, and they create a proper environment in which the earth is maintained properly, the nutrients of the soil are maintained, and the tree, because of the trees, there is no erosion of the soil remains intact. But if there are no trees to cover the earth, then what happens? Then the sun's rays directly come, and the whole organisms which are living there, they are killed because of the sun's rays. And we know that earthworm is said to be the friend of a farmer. Last time we had been to farm, and Vada farm, and there we saw that they are having this, they are cultivating earthworms. And these earthworms, they eat the soil, and whatever they extricate, they leave. That's a natural fertilizer. And because of that, it's so much nutrition for the soil are made. And this is all natural. But if there are no trees to cover the surface of the world, then these worms, earthworms, they die. They will naturally die. And there will not be natural mechanism by which the nutrients of the soil are maintained. And over and above that, modern scientists think that we'll use chemical fertilizers. And because of chemical fertilizers, it is more expediting. That means they are killing the organisms there, thinking that we can have more production very quickly. But it may appear that the products are very good, strong, and are very nice, easy to transport. But if you see the nutritious value, it has very less nutritious value. But when we have organic farming, we produce the things organically, then it may appear that the product is smaller, the fruits may appear smaller, but there are more natural nutritions are there inside. So this is a result. Actually, when there are no forests remaining, then there will be these organisms will be killed, and then there will be direct rains coming to the ground. And once then these rains hit the ground, then the soil is eroded quite faster. The top level, the top soil, goes into drain. It just goes into river, and because of that, then there is flooding also, because the soil is not maintained. It creates flooding, and in this way, how that natural imbalance is created. में. एंड इट मे अपियर दैट वी शुड सॉल्व दिस प्रॉब्लम बाय अगेन प्लांटिंग दिस ट्रीज. हाउएवर प्लांटिंग द ट्रीज इज अ वेरी गुड आइडिया, बट हियर सम सर्वे वॉज मीन्स सम रिसर्च वॉज डन दैट इवन समबडी मे प्लांट ट्रीज टू क्रिएट दिस फॉरेस्ट, बट स्टिल बिकॉज द सॉइल इज नॉट प्रॉपर, देर इज नो प्रॉपर न्यूट्रिशन इन द सॉइल, देर नॉट बी प्रॉपर फॉरेस्ट विल नॉट बी क्रिएटेड. सो देर फोर देर इज नीड टू मेंटेन द ओल्ड फॉरेस्ट ऑल्सो, दे शुड नॉट बी कट डाउन, दे शुड बी ऑल्सो मेंटेन. सो दीज आर द रिजल्ट्स एंड वाई दीज थिंग्स आर हैपनिंग, बिकॉज द वेरी बेसिक फैक्ट दैट वेन वी डेविएट फ्रॉम द प्रिंसिपल्स गिवन बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, दीज थिंग्स आर बाउंड टू हैपन. बिकॉज वेन वी निगलेक्ट द ऑथोरिटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स, दीज थिंग्स विल हैपन. एंड ही हैज गिवन इंस्ट्रक्शंस इन सो मेनी प्लेसेस. एंड वन ऑफ द स्क्रिप्चर्स इज श्री ईशोमनिषद, इन विच इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट एवरीथिंग इज प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. ईशावास्य इदं सर्वं यत्किंच जगत्याम जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जिता मा गृदा कस्य सुद्धनम्. देर इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट एवरीथिंग एनिमेट एंड इनएनिमेट इज द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. एंड श्री प्रभुपाद ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन्स कोटिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 7, एंड ही एक्सप्लेन्स दैट भूमि आपो अनलो वायु खम मनो बुद्धि वच. इवन समबडी मे क्लेम प्रोप्रिएटरशिप ओवर द रिसोर्सेस ऑफ दिस मेटल नेचर, स्टिल वी कैन सी दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ इज क्लेमिंग दैट आई एम द प्रोप्रिएटर, दिस इज माय मेटल नेचर, दिस इज माय अपरा प्रकृति, दैट भूमि अपनोलो वायु खम मनो बुद्धि रेवच अहंकार इति मन्ये भिन्ना प्रकृति रष्टः. दैट मीन्स दिस इज द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. अपरेमयम इतस्वन्यम प्रकृति. सो लॉर्ड कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेन दैट अपार्ट फ्रॉम दिस ऑल्सो अबव दिस अपरा प्रकृति देर इज परा प्रकृति, दैट मीन्स विच इज कॉन्स्टिट्यूट्स the spirit soul, spiritual nature, and Lord Krishna is claiming that also, that I am the master of that also. So if you see in that way, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only controller and master of this entire material world, material and spiritual worlds. But when somebody forgets that principle and disobeys the order of the Supreme Lord, then these results may appear. And therefore, Lord is explaining that one should take whatever is set aside as his quota. That whatever is just given to him, he should just take that much only and leave aside whatever is not required for him. And Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful example in that connection and explains that if you place a bag of grains and at an open place and just leave it like that, then what will happen? Few birds will come, they will take some grains in their beaks, they will eat and then they will fly away. And then animals may come, they may eat and then they will go away. But when the human being comes, what he does? He will not just take what is required, but he will take the entire bag and go and store for him or his family or next generation, third generation. So in this way, he is accumulating more than necessary. It is the actually the anartha within the heart, which is manifested, greed, it is accumulating more than necessary, which is not required so much. How much we need actually for one day? If we depend on the Lord, Lord is going to supply. And Srila Prabhupada also many times quotes that the birds, they don't have to work hard. Animals, they don't have to work hard. Elephant, such a big animal, but still they get their quota in a day. And human life is not meant for living like cats and dogs. It is meant for understanding something higher, understanding the science of God, and living in tune with the instructions of the Supreme Lord. When we live in that consciousness, then we create a perfect balance situation for us and around us. And therefore, we can see that previously the kings were perfectly Krishna conscious, and they would see that whatever is required for their sustenance or for a particular type of species, even everyone was properly taken care of in the proper perfect Krishna conscious king. And in as the Kali Yuga is progressing, we can see that these things are bound to happen more and more. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that how it is the duty of the government to have proper agriculture. And when the government neglects agriculture, which is necessary for the production of food, the land becomes covered with unnecessary trees. And of course, many trees are useful because they produce fruits and flowers, but many other trees are unnecessary. They could be used as fuel and land cleared and used for agriculture. So therefore, it is very important for the government to see that there is proper agriculture. Means the proper grain should be produced, proper trees should be maintained. Whichever trees are not necessary, they can be cut down for fuel and other purposes. But whichever are important trees, they should be grown. So in this way, if we live in that consciousness, then we will see that the whole natural balance will be created. And therefore, here Srila Prabhupada explains so nicely that how to maintain that proper balance, how everyone should perform their duties properly. And even Mukunda Goswami, in his that wonderful book, he has compiled so nicely, and he has explained that how this is so many unnecessary things are happening in the name of material advancement, and because of that, how that balance is destroyed. And there are many alarming figures are there. That if we study that, then we'll see that how important it is to create the consciousness that how people should live in perfect Krishna consciousness, and they should see that whatever is just necessary for one's maintenance, they should accept that and leave aside whatever is not necessary. And because of that, how other people also can survive properly. And in that connection, he explains that according to Vegetarian Times, there is some newspaper or something is there. So it is explained that each pound of hamburger made from Central America, South American beef, cost about 55 square feet of rainforest vegetation. Means we can imagine that 1 pound of beef, somebody wants to eat, it cost about 55 square feet of rainforest. Then it is explained that in US, 260 million acres of forest have been cleared for a meat vegetarian diet, meat-centered diet. Each person who becomes a vegetarian saves 1 acre of trees per year. 40% of land in western US is for beef cattle. We can see that 40% of the land in the western US is used for only beef cattle. So many thousands of beef ranches are there. And here, if they, even one person becomes a vegetarian, how they'll be saving so much acres of land. And so many people, so much vegetarian can be saved. And because of that, so many problems of starvation can be solved. Because to produce 1 pound of that meat or beef, one has to first of all cultivate that land, first of all clear down all the forest, then the cattle should be grazing there, and they produce all the grains and soybean just to feed the cattle there, and then they kill those animals. So we can see that it is not just creating ecological imbalance, but they are getting so much karmically involved also. And so much of sinful reaction is being created. And because of that, the whole human species is in danger actually. Because we can see that as soon as the forest will be cleared, means there will be no forest after some time, then there will be temperature rise and so many other problems are bound to happen. And this is just because of fulfilling some material needs, just few basic needs, which are also not proper actually, going against nature, eating animals. So if people around the world, if they understand the basic principles of Krishna consciousness, then so many problems can be solved. And at another place, Srila Prabhupada also explains that, and that if people just observe one principle in Krishna consciousness, then observing Ekadashi, Srila Prabhupada explains that if someone observes that, then the problem of starvation can be solved. And how that is possible? He explains that devotees, they observe Ekadashi. That means on that day, they don't eat grains. And Ekadashi comes twice a month. And 24 times a year. So many grains per head, per capita is saved. And if you multiply in that way, and to the whole population of the world, then so much grains can be saved. And those grains can be used for feeding the poor. So in this way, the principles of Krishna consciousness are very, very perfect. And if one lives according to those principles, then the problems, these material problems which have been created, they can be solved. And in this Kali Yuga, as we know that, and even the Lord knows that in Kali Yuga the things will be difficult. It will be difficult to perform austerities or big sacrifices. So therefore the Lord has made the process very simple. And that helps us to put everything in proper order. And that is simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, people can become in tune with nature. They can become perfectly Krishna conscious simply by chanting Hare Krishna. And in that way, the whole problems of this material world can be solved. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to say that chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So this is a simple principle has been given by Srila Prabhupada, and if you follow that, then the whole problems of this material world can be solved. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? No question. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.